Chapter 9. A New Nature.
Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruits.
Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20.
According to these verses, regeneration is not only a new birth, but also the giving of a new nature. It is significant that the word nature is never used in this passage, though the concept is everywhere. This is because our nature is not something that we have, but a description of who we are. The proper concept of a nature is thus seen in our Lord's words concerning the two kinds of trees, good trees and bad trees. These simple words are filled with glorious instruction concerning the realities of regeneration. Four major and far-reaching truths are immediately evident here. There are only two kinds of trees. According to the Lord Jesus Christ, a tree is either good or bad. Every man is either a thorn bush or a grapevine, a fig or a thistle. There is no halfway group, half fig and half thistle. Neither do we find these verses any kind of composite tree. For a tree to have two natures at the same time, it is no more possible than for a tree to be both a thorn bush and a grapevine at the same time. Every man is either one or the other. Trees bear fruit according to their nature. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. Verse 17. In other words, the kind of fruit flows from the kind of nature of tree. Grapevines produce grapes. Thistles produce thistles. Notice the absoluteness of our Lord's statement. Every good tree produces good fruit. Beloved reader, let no one deceive you with empty words, and do not deceive yourself into thinking that some good trees bear bad fruit. According to the Lord Jesus Christ, it never happens. Though the Christian sins and stumbles in many ways, his life is inevitably characterized by good fruit, not by thorns and thistles. Lest there should be any doubt about this, the Lord states it even more emphatically and specifically in verse 18. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Just as a good tree cannot produce bad fruit, so we learn from the latter half of verse 18 that it is not possible for an unregenerate man to produce good fruit. Apples can be tied onto a thorn bush externally, but they cannot be produced by the thorn bush. They cannot flow out naturally from what the thorn bush is in its essence. In verse 19, we're told the fate of every tree that does not produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. The fruit of a tree reveals its nature. The fruit of a tree does not make the tree what it is. It reveals what the tree is. The Lord Jesus sets forth this general principle in his warning about false prophets. You will know them by their fruits, verse 16. He then proceeds to teach about good trees and bad trees and concludes by repeating this great truth in verse 20. So then, you will know them by their fruits. The fruit of a tree does not make the tree what it is. No one becomes a grapevine by trying to produce grapes. Only a miracle from God can change us into what we are not. On the contrary, the fruit of a tree reveals what the tree is. The production of grapes is the evidence that the miracle from God has already taken place. This principle is well illustrated by our Lord's words to the Jews in John 8, verse 47. "He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason you do not hear them, because you are not of God." Notice again that the fruit of a tree does not make it what it is, but instead reveals what it is. Many think that it is our response to the words of God that makes us to be of God. Jesus says the opposite. It is because we are of God that we respond properly to the words of God. The same truth is seen in John 10, 26 through 27. "But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Once more, our Lord makes it clear that men do not become sheep by believing, as many suppose, but they believe because they are sheep. Glorious miracle! Regeneration is the giving of a new nature. Bad trees can be known. Contrary to much popular opinion, it is possible to distinguish between true and false believers. The Lord Jesus Christ gives us this assurance twice in the verses quoted above. "You will know them," verse 16. "So then you will know them," verse 20. To the question, "How will we know them?" our Lord's answer is simple and unequivocal: by their fruits. This does not mean that we can walk into a Christian gathering and in 5 minutes know who all the true believers are. Many times, those who appear for a while to be strong and genuine later fall away. Likewise, those whose conversions at first appear to be very weak and questionable are often found 20 years later sturdy and strong and still walking with God. Time must test the genuineness of every profession of faith. Nevertheless, the fact still stands that sooner or later, and many times sooner, the actual state of a false professor of Christ will become known. "But when the wheat sprang up and bore grain, then the tares became evident also." One of the first verses to be quoted in any decision about true conversion is, "Do not judge, lest you be judged," Matthew 7, verse 1. Seldom does the person quoting this verse realize that it was spoken by the Lord only a few verses before his statements about knowing men by their fruits, verse 16. The commandment not to judge thus cannot be a commandment not to discern. In fact, our Lord warns us in verse 6, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine." How are we to know who these dogs and swine are if we don't judge in the sense of discerning? In fact, the Lord Jesus commands us to judge, though not according to appearance, but with righteous judgment. Good trees are representative of good men.
Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. "You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man out of his good treasure brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth what is evil." Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 through 35.
In these verses, the four major truths of Matthew 7, 15 through 20 are repeated by the Lord Jesus using slightly different terminology. In addition, a fifth major truth that is implicit in Matthew 7 finds its full expression here. According to the Lord Jesus Christ, it is theologically proper to speak of some men as good and some men as evil. Christian, do you think of yourself as a good man? It is true, of course, that apart from Christ, none of us has any goodness whatsoever. In that sense, no one is good except God alone. But beloved, we are not apart from Christ. The Bible describes Barnabas as a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And Paul speaks of the Roman Christians as full of goodness. If our theology allows no place for such language, it is not a biblical theology. God has done a miracle in the heart of every Christian. Regeneration is the giving of a new, good nature.